Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath. In and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel the warmth in your hands and slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now apart again, then towards each other. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you rest your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath, in and out. Enjoying the feeling of energy as it warms your body. The energy flows up to your forehead and divides to rest on both sides of your head. Feel it flow behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders with warmth. Now the energy streams meet in your chest, warming your heart. Feel the warmth and take another deep dragon breath, in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your heart. Once more, loving energy flows up to your forehead and divides, rolling to either side of your head. It flows behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders. The energy streams join together in your chest, warming your heart. Enjoy the gently flowing energy. And let's take another deep dragon breath, in and out. Imagine the energy stream dividing again, this time flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel its warmth and take a deep dragon breath, in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy flowing across your shoulders, relaxing them, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands slide lightly down your arms, bringing energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Enjoy the gently flowing stream of energy and take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Feel warm, loving energy fill your heart and then overflow. One more time, imagine the energy stream dividing and then flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath, in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy roll across your shoulders, relaxing them. With your hands holding onto your shoulders, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands lightly slide down your arms, drawing the energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy stream. And let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath, in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath, in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath, in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Singing Class. It was a beautiful afternoon in the early spring. The birds sang in the trees of the bamboo forest. The air had been cool in the morning, but as the day wore on, the air had become warmer and warmer as the sun shone down on the ground. Nap Nap Crocodile opened her eyes. She had been taking a long nap in the refreshing waters of her stream. But now, as the afternoon sun warmed her back, she stretched and yawned. "What a lovely nap," she said to herself. "But now, I really need to practice my singing for a while." Nap Nap took a drink from the stream and then cleared her throat a couple of times.
Do, mi, so, do, so, mi, do,
she sang. As Nap Nap vocalized, she heard a couple of small splashes behind her. She turned around, her tail swishing and making a wave. "Hello? Is someone there?" she asked.
"Hello. Sorry, we didn't mean to scare you," said a small voice.
Nap Nap turned her body around carefully, trying not to splash whoever was behind her with her enormous tail. Then she said,
"It's okay. Who's there? I can't see you yet, but I don't want to splash you."
The small voice replied, "It's us, Frida, Fernando, and Felicity. We're peeper frogs. We're on the rock behind you." As Nap Nap finished turning herself around, sure enough, she saw three little frogs on a rock. They waved at her as her eyes alighted on them.
"Oh, hi, Frida, Fernando, and Felicity, you said? I'm Nap Nap. Nice to meet you."
"Hi. Yes, we've heard about you," said Frida. "It's nice to meet you finally."
"You've heard about me?" asked Nap Nap in surprise.
"Yes," said Felicity. "A lot of the animals told us about you. They said you have a beautiful voice and that you teach singing lessons."
"Oh, that's very kind of them," Nap Nap replied. "It's true. I do teach singing classes sometimes. Are you singers?"
"Well," said Frida, "yes, I guess we are. I mean, we sing a lot."
"Then you're singers, of course," said Nap Nap.
"Yeah, but we've never had any lessons or training or anything. And singing is not like our official job or anything like that," said Felicity.
"Doesn't matter," said Nap Nap.
you're still singers. Anybody who sings is a singer. But if you would like to learn how to sing more easily, I can probably help you. Oh yes, thank you, said Frida and Felicity together. That's what we would like. Good, said Nap Nap. But your friend Fernando hasn't said anything. Fernando, do you sing too? Fernando nodded shyly. After a moment, he said, Yes. Yes, I sing too. I like to sing, and I like to make up songs. Oh, so you're a composer as well as a singer, said Nap Nap. Very good. A composer? Asked Felicity curiously. Yes, said Nap Nap. That means you compose. That is, you write music for songs. Not everyone is both a singer and a composer. So that's very special that you are both. Fernando smiled, looking pleased and less shy than he had before. Then Nap Nap asked, Frida and Felicity, do you like to sing the songs that Fernando writes? All three frogs nodded. Good, said Nap Nap. So why don't you all sing one of Fernando's songs for me? The three little frogs looked at each other nervously. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Said Nap Nap, seeing that they all looked nervous. You'll feel less nervous and it will help you sing better. Nodding, the three frogs each took a deep dragon breath, in and out. And then, feeling more courageous, they began to sing. They sang a beautiful song. They sang it in unison, all singing the same note together. Nap Nap listened carefully, smiling. When they finished, she clapped her tail on the water to applaud them. Splendid, she said. That was lovely. Fernando, you write such pretty music. And your voices sound very nice together. Now I have some tips for you. Then Nap Nap worked with the little frogs on their breathing. She explained that taking deep dragon breaths, deep, deep down inside their bodies, would help them sing more easily and without their voices shaking. It would also help them hold notes for longer before they had to take a new breath. She had them do several breathing exercises together and individually. Then she had each frog take a turn singing one note on different vowels. Okay, repeat after me. E-A-I-O, said Nap Nap, demonstrating what she wanted to hear. E-A-O, sang the little frogs one by one. Very good, said Nap Nap. She continued to work with each of the frogs, helping get their vowels to sound exactly right. After she had them practice vowels a while longer, she suggested they work on Fernando's song again. Now, do you know what harmony is? Nap Nap said. Fernando and Frida nodded yes, but Felicity shook her head no. That's okay, Felicity. Harmony is when two or more people sing together at the same time and they sing different notes. But even though the notes are different, they are notes that sound good together. let me show you. Fernando, can you please sing a note for me and just keep singing that one note? Fernando sang, ah. And then Nap Nap also started singing a note slightly lower than Fernando's ah. Ah. The two notes from the two voices sounded good together. And Felicity nodded her head with a big smile on her face. Now she understood what Nap Nap meant by harmony. Good, said Nap Nap. Now Felicity, since you are still learning about harmony, I'd like you to sing the melody of Fernando's song. Melody just means the main song. Just sing it like you always do, okay? Fernando and Frida, I'd like you to try to harmonize with Felicity. The frogs nodded. Nap Nap began to beat the water with her tail to keep time, so that the frogs could all sing together without any of them getting faster or slower than the other. Felicity began to sing Fernando's song again, and after a few moments, Nap Nap signaled Fernando and Frida to join in. Fernando and Frida sang other, lower notes than Felicity, notes that they thought would sound good with Felicity's notes. They experimented with different notes. Sometimes the notes didn't go well together, and the song sounded messy. But mostly, the notes sounded really good together and made everyone smile. When they finished the song, Nap Nap clapped her tail on the water again. Splendid, she said. That was wonderful. You are all such naturally good musicians. For a first lesson, that was fantastic. Let's meet again next week for another lesson. The three little frogs all thanked her. Then Fernando said, but Nap Nap, how can we thank you properly for all your time? Nap Nap thought a minute. Well, she said, you know how I said, not all singers can write their own songs? I'm one of those singers. I can't write my own songs. So maybe you can write me some special songs sometimes, in return for singing lessons. What do you think? The frogs nodded happily. That sounds great, said Fernando. Then the frogs said thank you again, and said they'd better be heading home, as it was getting dark. They all decided on a time to meet next week. And then the frogs hopped off to their home down the stream. Nap Nap smiled happily, feeling tired but pleased with the events of the day. Nap Nap snuggled down deeper into the waters of the stream. She yawned, and thoughts of gratitude filled her head. She was thankful to have met three new students and friends, Frida, Fernando, and Felicity. She was grateful to have learned Fernando's beautiful new song. Most of all, she felt thankful for the gift of singing that she could share with so many animals on Awe Island. Closing her eyes, Nap Nap took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Then she took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Ah. finally, the crocodile took one more deep dragon breath. In and out. And Nap Nap fell asleep, dreaming of beautiful songs and harmonies. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.